This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. White House physician Sean Connolly and a large medical team say President Donald Trump is doing very well dealing with his COVID-19 symptoms, that he is having no problems breathing, has not been given oxygen, and has been fever-free for 24 hours. Mr. Trump is being treated with the antiviral drug remdesivir, which is known to shorten recovery time in many COVID patients. The doctors would not speculate how long the president might be hospitalized, but they say he is in good spirits. Mr. Trump joins more than 7.3 million people in the U.S. to be hit by the pandemic. After taking an experimental drug at the White House, the president was helicoptered to Walter Reed National Medical Center. The 74-year-old chief executive has been forced to cancel all of his reelection campaign events until further notice, this just a month before the November 3rd balloting. We're told the president is able to carry out his official duties in a specially equipped suite at Walter Reed, that his authority remains fully intact. In his first Twitter message after being admitted to the hospital, he wrote, "Going well, I think. Thank you to all. Love." First Lady Melania Trump, also suffering from COVID, remains at the White House. Dr. Connolly said she is doing well. Meanwhile, there is said to be widespread concern over how many in the president's inner circle may have been infected before he showed any virus symptoms. Fox News is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has tested positive. He's been involved in coaching the president for his debates with former Vice President Joe Biden. Politico was the first to report among those who have tested positive is Trump campaign manager Bill Stepien. At least some who attended last weekend's Rose Garden event when the president announced his choice of Judge Amy Coney Barrett for the U.S. Supreme Court have been stricken, among them Republican Senators Mike Lee and Tom Tillis, former White House counselor Kellyanne Conway, and the president of the University of Notre Dame. More news online at voanews.com. You can stay up to date on the president's condition. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. This is VOA News.